Exclusive, Representative Mary Miller boycotting SOTA address. I will not listen to Biden continue to lie. By Hannah Blow on February 4, 2023. Representative Mary Miller, REL, is boycotting President Joe Biden's State of the Union address taking place on Tuesday, February 7. Telling Breitbart News Saturday that she will not sit there and listen to the 80-year-old commander-in-chief continue to lie. I will not be attending. I do not plan to show up to and listen to him continue to lie. The congresswoman said, explaining that Biden's entire presidency has been filled with lie after lie. And I'm not going to sit there and listen to him lie and then watch the media and other members of Congress applaud him his lies. She said, listing a series of examples of Biden's blunders. From lying about the border crisis to energy prices. Whether it's the border, claiming that our border is secure while we are being invaded. By the time his presidency is over, we could have 12 to 14 million terrorists, fentanyl dealers, child traffickers, and an entire welfare state entering our country, she said. He's lied about our energy prices, saying he supports gas and energy when on day one he canceled the Keystone Pipeline. And his EPA is targeting American energy producers. I mean, I could go on and on with his lies. Miller added that she is sharing her tickets with a colonel who retired because of the military vaccine mandate. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Representative Mary Miller. REL, February 4, 2023. That's another problem with Joe Biden's administration is what they're doing to our military. She said, noting that recruitment couldn't be lower. We are at a dangerous place and then they are still on a path to discharge members for not taking the vaccine or they refuse to reinstate members that have been discharged for not taking the vaccine. Miller continued, explaining that she heard that the Army's recruiting levels are only 40%. We're piling on national security issue after national security issue. She said, noting that while Republicans attempted to rectify the situation, repealing the military vaccine mandate via the National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA, she does not see movement on this issue. They are not moving forward, and what I'm hearing is people are not being reinstated or their benefits being reinstated. The Biden administration, I don't know what their overall plan is, but they're destroying our military and even with the woke agenda. China has to be laughing at us, Miller added. Noting that the U.S. has been focusing on nonsense like preferred pronouns while China gains strength. We've got to get rid of our compromised administration, she said, adding that Americans are distressed by the situation. Elections have consequences, bottom line, I think we need to focus on the next election and getting strong leaders in there. President Trump was a strong leader. The whole world was at peace when he was there, because they were afraid of him. Peace through strength is the policy that we should be pursuing. Biden has shown nothing but weakness, she added.